Did they have it coming? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Where's the justice when an impoverished country like Haiti is shaken apart by an earthquake? It's one of those unanswerable questions. Or is it?
They got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French.
Reverend Pat Robertson was referencing an old legend that on August 14th, 1791, the former slaves who settled in Haiti sacrificed a pig under a tree and dedicated Haiti to the devil in exchange for liberation from the French.
And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. But ever since, they have been cursed.
Cursed by poverty, tyranny, and now this. And so it's important to help Haiti, he says, but ultimately?
They need to have, and we need to pray for them, a great turning to God.
A great turning to God. The problem with this, of course, is that it's saying the people of Haiti somehow deserved the earthquake, which is sick, Pat. But even if you do buy into the curse story, I looked it up, and it turns out that on August 14th, 1997, a group of Christians, who also took the curse seriously, mobilized, went to Haiti, and lifted it. According to a report posted by the Jesus Army, the Christians fasted and prayed and then marched to the actual tree where the pig was sacrificed. They marched around it seven times. And according to the bishop who led the ritual, quote, on the seventh time around, God gave many people a vision of the devil fleeing from the area. So, I'm sorry, Pat, either you're wrong or God slipped up big time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.